John Ebert with the Dairy Farmers of America says that Central Texas is a big destination for milk trucks.
Anywhere between 80 to 130 loads of milk a day come from West Texas, New Mexico area into Central Texas.
The Dairy Farmers of America knew they could save a lot of money if they switched some of their trucks over to compressed natural gas. And they're not just dipping their toes in the water. They're converting over 14 million of their trucking miles, that's about 14%, over to natural gas from diesel. The company has partnered with AMP America, a company that builds natural gas pumping stations, to build 7 stations across Texas, including one in Waco. The gas will be purchased from local gas utilities. It's the same stuff that your stove might run on.
The trucks themselves do have a significantly higher cost than a diesel truck, but the savings are still anywhere between about $1.50 to $2 a gallon. And so when you calculate everything together, the savings can be between 10 cents to 25 cents a mile.
The technology to run cars and trucks on natural gas has been around for years. It's supposed to be cheaper, quieter, and cleaner burning, but so far, very few gas stations have made the investment to carry compressed natural gas because there's just not enough demand for it.
The struggle is the infrastructure.
That's Dr. Fred Beach from the Energy Institute at UT Austin. He says that the reason compressed natural gas isn't so prevalent is a supply and demand chicken and egg scenario.
It's hard to convince people to convert their vehicles or purchase new natural gas vehicles if there's no infrastructure to support them. And conversely, it's hard to convince people to invest money to build a natural gas refueling infrastructure if there are no vehicles out there to take advantage of it.
So maybe Dairy Farmers of America and AMP have solved the chicken and egg issue. In the past, the only headways that natural gas has made into the automobile industry has been with fleets that return to the same place every day, like buses returning to the depot, garbage trucks returning to the dump, or UPS trucks returning to the mail center. Things aren't so predictable for long-haul truckers or people taking road trips. They can't fill up at home base. Zach Kupkovic with AMP Americas says more of these bases will come as anchor tenants like Dairy Farmers of America hop on board.
Build a corridor where we could use anchor tenants that were in the commercial long-haul trucking industry to build these stations and have the infrastructure in place. So
the AMP America pump will be located at a gas station somewhere along Highway 6 near I-35, exact location to be announced. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.